40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Learn more at chubb.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in the Wall Street Journal newsroom in New York. We'll have some tech headlines you need to know, but first, a big deal between Uber and Volvo. The automaker has agreed to supply 24,000 self-driving cars to Uber starting in 2019. The deal signals that the companies are willing to bet big on the future of driverless vehicles. Joining me now to talk about the deal is Wall Street Journal senior reporter William Boston, who joins me via Skype from Berlin, Germany. William, in terms of scale, and as we see Google also testing driverless cars and looking to break into this area, how significant is this deal between Volvo and Uber?
Well, the difference between what Volvo and Uber have announced and what we've seen in the past is that this is an order for a very large number of cars. This is 24,000 cars over a period of 2 years. Looking at Volvo's annual sales, this is nearly 5% of their annual sales. So it's actually, for Volvo, it's a very significant deal. And for Uber, it indicates that the company is very serious about creating a fleet of robot taxis.
Let's talk about the vehicles themselves that Volvo will be making for Uber. What do you know about them and what do they look like?
Well, you can see them as test self-driving vehicles in some cities like in San Francisco or Pittsburgh and in Arizona. Or you can just look at the XC90 luxury SUV, which is out there now in its conventional form as a hybrid vehicle or a gasoline-powered vehicle. It's a 7-seat luxury SUV with all the bells and whistles that you would expect from a car today. And basically, Volvo is taking that vehicle, upgrading the software to reflect the development that they've been doing for the past year together with Uber, and morphing it into a taxi. When you get in, it's not going to be the same SUV that you would buy for your own personal car, but it will be very much like that, and it will look a lot like it.
What kind of safety features are the cars going to include? Are they any different than the ones you'd see on regular vehicles out on the road?
Yeah, the big difference between a self-driving car and a car with a driver and with, you know, state-of-the-art advanced safety features today, like cruise control that keeps distance between you and the car in front of you, that brakes when that car brakes so you don't have fender benders in stop-and-go traffic. The big difference is that if there's a person behind the wheel, that person can react if something goes wrong. And so if a part fails, the person can do something, the human driver can do something to try to find an alternative solution. If it's all being run by a computer, then you have to have systems that are redundant. There has to be a backup for every safety mechanism in the car. So whether it's the brakes or the headlights or something, if one system fails, there has to be a backup. That's one difference. The other difference is there's a ton more sensors and, you know, IT in the car in order so that the car can find its way around. The car has to connect to a cloud in order to download data that shows it where it is and what other cars are doing. It has to have radar sensors that allow it to see what's in front of it, what's on the side, what's behind it. There's just a lot of computing power, a lot of technology in this car that wouldn't be in a vehicle that relies on a human driver.
That actually leads me to my next question, which is, where are we in terms of testing driverless cars? I know Uber has been testing in Arizona. There was an accident earlier this year. I know that the driverless car was not determined to be at fault there. But how much did that damage the reputation of self-driving vehicles? And is it making people more cautious?
Well, there's a lot of unknowns about what happens when you put a lot of self-driving cars into traffic. And one of the things that the industry has been grappling with since they started testing these cars is how to make them behave more human, because the car is being programmed to obey the traffic laws. Humans don't do that. And so you know, one anecdote is that if you come to a rotary where there's no stop signs and you have to wait for someone to let you in, the chances are that a self-driving car is just going to stand still because it doesn't feel that it's safe to enter the rotary as human drivers, you know, just zip through. Or if human drivers see that there's an autonomous, a self-driving car on the road, that they just cut it off because they know the car is going to stop. It's not going to try to maintain that lane, and they'll just be able to zip through. What will probably happen is there will be a very slow adoption of these vehicles into ordinary traffic. There may be designated lanes that only self-driving cars can drive in. And a way to regulate traffic in order to integrate these vehicles slowly into normal traffic without creating additional danger.
So how soon realistically do you think we'll see driverless cars out in force? Or is it really going to be, as you just alluded to, sort of a slow rollout and then slowly adding more and more?
Well, we still don't know exactly what Uber is planning with these vehicles, but judging by the order, they will have, you know, at least hundreds, if not a few thousand vehicles in 2019, if everything goes according to plan. And one would assume that they're going to want to put those cars into service as soon as possible. Will that be on the open road? Will it be on more pilot projects in different geographical regions, in different cities? We don't know that yet. These are all things that we don't know. We also know that other companies like Daimler, the company that makes Mercedes-Benz cars, they're involved in a project with Bosch, the auto supplier, to make a robot taxi that will be available at the turn of the next decade. So there are a lot of announcements coming. There's a lot of technology that's been tested. And we're basically at the phase now where companies are ready to put these vehicles on the road. And there's a lot more pressure on governments, on cities, to get the regulation right so that these cars are actually allowed to drive in traffic. Because in a lot of places, the laws simply don't allow a car without a driver to be in traffic. There's a lot that still has to be done in order for this to happen. So the uptake is going to be very gradual over the next decade.
Okay, that's William Boston, senior reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joining me from Berlin. Thank you so much, William.
Thanks for having me.
You've heard it a million times. Location, location, location. Well, that's because location's important. And it's the reason this ad, targeted at you, isn't located before a podcast about the history of ice dancing. If you own a business, you know the importance of location, which is why you need a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, a real estate expert who can help you find the perfect location to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Changes may be coming to net neutrality rules. Federal regulators are expected to announce plans that would roll back rules created under the Obama administration. That could open the web up to so-called paid prioritization. For example, an internet provider could bring up a certain content provider's website more quickly. Supporters of the current rules say they're needed to prevent any one provider from becoming too powerful, while opponents argue they could get in the way of innovation. PayPal is teaming up with the investing service Acorns Grow, bringing the company into the world of robo-investing. PayPal opened up the investing services to some users via its app on Monday and plans to give all users the ability to do so by early next year. The company recently announced it had 218 million active accounts at the end of the third quarter. Alibaba Group Holding, which runs the world's largest online shopping operation, is buying a 36% stake in China's SunArt Retail Group. The $2.88 billion deal gives Alibaba a foot in the retail world. SunArt is China's second largest big box retailer, just ahead of Walmart, which is number three. And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli at The Wall Street Journal.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.